This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. And whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're a, I don't know if it's called a seasoned listener, but if you've been hanging out with me for a while on air, you probably got at some point that I am a little bit of a highly sensitive person and emotional. And as I was researching my guest today, Sonia Grace, which I absolutely love that name, Sonia Grace, I read a quote by her that says, "My heart is happy, and I am in constant gratitude for the miracles that Spirit brings each and every day, loving everyone around the world." That made me feel extremely emotional. I wake up every single day with a gratitude blessing, and I radiate love to every being on the planet. So I deeply connected with that. And the more that I researched Sonia, it came to me that there are spirit guides that many of us work with on a regular basis, whether it's shamanically or in the angelic realm, they all show up for us. And there are guides for spirit. And I believe that Sonia is a guide for spirit, that she's here to help guide us all to a deeper connection that we might have lost along the way, or just to really tune in more to spirit, whether it's to find our purpose or simply elevate our soul. So listeners, you're in for a treat. And Sonia, I welcome you.
Thank you. Thanks. And I'm going to say good morning because it's morning where I am.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I really meant that. I read that quote and I just felt this overwhelming sense of joyful emotion because I got that from you instantly that you are just a vision of love.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. I'm very moved by how deeply connected I am to the work that I do. I cried actually on my last interview I did. Aww. And I don't normally get that emotional, but it's this work that I'm doing and what I am guided to help people with in terms of connecting and going into meditation. And, you know, so much of my work is about meditation, but it's also about deep processing and really excavating the emotional components that have been stored in the body and getting that out so that we can, you know, continue our evolutionary process. I'm very passionate about it and I love my work. It's difficult. It has, you know, there are days when I'm very tired and there are days when I'm super energized, but I feel extremely gifted, grateful, gratitude, you know, loved, everything to be able to do this.
Well, in researching your work, because obviously you're in Portland, I'm in Michigan, mm-hmm. You know, I read somewhere that you are a mystic healer, you know, intuitive, psychic, mm-hmm. but it's really way more than that. There's not a description that I think goes deep enough or fully expresses the work that you do, which is what I say about myself. You know, people will ask me all the time, what do I do? And I say on a spiritual level, what don't I do?
Right.
Right. But,
right.
You know, as a soul who's come here to help the planet heal, that's what I see that you're doing. Your work is as a soul that has come here to help the planet heal. And I say the planet because it's not just humans, every being on the planet, you're here to help, help heal. And let's talk about some of the ways that you do that. You know, specifically I read somewhere that you're like an energy surgeon. What does that mean?
What it means is that I actually, from a distance, defy time and space and can put myself in front of that person and go in and literally work on the liver, the heart, the intestines, the spine, whatever's going on. You know, I work on brains, I work on everything, and repair tissue, I repair lesions, I work on cancer, I work on all kinds of stuff that's going on the physical plane. And you know, and the results are you know, great. I mean, I have people who have immediate sensation that, you know, they're no longer in pain, or their knee, they can get up and walk around, their knee is better. I have people who it takes a couple of days, maybe 2 or 3 days, to really integrate that energy work that I just did. And some people call me in 6 weeks and say, oh my God, it all just happened. You know, and that really is about the layers of stuff that people have that they're working through in order for that healing to, you know, to actually take effect. And you know, I've had reports of people whose, you know, livers come back and the tests are normal. Thyroid tests become normal. You know, one gal I did the equivalency of a triple bypass on, and her doctor couldn't find what they had diagnosed her with, which was heart disease, about a week later.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? It is absolutely amazing. And when I try to explain to people, you know, face to face, what I do, that, and I like to say that we're talking on the telephone, we're talking on ways that people would have never imagined. How do you think energy is transferred? It's the same way. You know, it's all energetically transferred, and that's part of the way that we're able to tune into whatever it is that's going on with somebody in a different country, a different place.
Right. And being able, like I said, for me, I defy time and space, and that I don't experience time and space in the way that most people do. So mm-hmm. I'm able to just, you know, sort of bypass all of that and put myself right in front of that person. So it's really, it is a wonderful way to work. I am very happy that there are people open to this type of healing. Because I believe that we should perhaps use all of our resources possible before we resort to the last one, which is a surgical procedure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100% on that. Was this something that you were always kind of called to do? Since you were young? I mean, did you always feel like you were intuitive and pay attention to the things that were going on around you?
Oh, totally. I mean, my earliest memory is 2 years old, you know, and seeing these light beings over my crib. You know, I mean, I've seen the spirit realm since I was little. And I played in the woods and, you know, played with the David Kingdom, saw all the tree spirits and the plant spirits, and you know, saw relatives, and, you know, when I was 12, the entire spirit realm walks through my bedroom. I mean, I've always had, you know, just really out there, very major things happening. And I remember as a child putting my hands on our dog who was ill and, you know, basically doing healing work on the dog, but not being consciously fully aware of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have the guidance or the direction from anyone in the family. My parents, bless their hearts, did the best that they knew how to do and just decided I was very creative and, you know, and very out there. So mm-hmm. they put me in ballet class, and I trained in classical ballet and actually had a career as a classical ballet dancer. And, you know, that was a really great training ground for me to really get into my body, to be grounded, to learn what I now understand about time and space. I mean, it taught me so much about really the work that I do today, because, you know, you're constantly having to be on time and understand your spacing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great, and it really it grounded me. It gave me a platform, and of course, I've had some fabulous teachers who helped me define and understand what my gifts are. And I encourage people, especially in this day and age where, you know, so many people run out and take a class and say, okay, I'm a this now, or I'm a that, and, you know, I did a course of this, so I'm going to go out there and start a practice. And I work on a lot of these people. I see a lot of them. I know that they don't have all the tools in their tool belt, and they get an entity or some dark stuff on them, and they call me, and I clear it, and I clear them and encourage them to get more training and get a teacher. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a teacher. I grew up with having teachers my whole life. When you're a ballet dancer, you're always a student.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you teach, you're still in class and you're a student. You know, and I feel that in this industry that I'm in as a healer, we need teachers, and we need to be the student, and we need to understand that there's a lot to this. This is not just a picnic and a walk through the park. There's a lot. And that's why I wrote my book, Become an Earth Angel, is I really wanted to guide people, to give them the guidelines to what it means to live your life in service. Because I feel we're all called to be in service, but it's in every industry. It's not just being a healer or just being intuitive. Everyone.
I loved the title of that book.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it. I thought advice and wisdom for finding your wings and living in service. I agree 100% that we are here to be in service in some way, shape, or form. And we do all need to stay connected to our teachers. We teach, we learn, we teach. It's the, you know, the yin and the yang and the balance of it all. Well, let's get a little bit into the book.
Mm-hmm.
How would somebody work with the book? Can they open it up to a page, or do they need to start at the beginning and read through it? And what are some of your favorite teachings from it?
Well, this is, you know, this book, Become an Earth Angel, Advice and Wisdom for Finding Your Wings and Living in Service, is a small little tidy book, but it packs a punch. And most of my clients who've read it have told me, Sonia, I've had to read a page and stop so I can assimilate what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
And several people have said, I've read it twice now because I'm still trying to get it. So it's complicated because I talk about the realms and dimensions, and I talk about the archangels and my experience of going into the angelic realm, into that parallel universe.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about, you know, what it is we are doing in terms of our original consciousness and connecting with that, and karma, what karma is. Karma, the deeper understanding of karma is it's unresolved emotional wounds from past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die, you know, being burned at the stake for being a heretic, and, you know, you're standing there on the pile of wood in shock and horror and terror, and you're feeling abandoned by your people and betrayed by the local priest, that's the karmic pieces that you take with you, because there's no therapist there in the audience saying, gee, you want to process this before you die? You
right,
know?
Right.
Let's let this go.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So we die with these emotional traumas, these emotional things, and we just take them with us, and that becomes the karma. That's why our lives are so interesting. You know, we've got a lifetime in Egypt, then we have a lifetime in Ireland, then we have a lifetime in, you know, Japan, and it's different gender, different country, different religion, different culture. And so we mix it up. We're very clever as souls, making sure that we can have these full experiences without ever knowing what the original template is.
Mm.
Because what we're doing here, and I did talk about this in the book, we are evolving this human form. Our natural form is in spirit form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're here bringing this human form into a higher vibration, into higher consciousness. And it's just the vehicle, you know. We upgrade our cars. Well, we're here this in each lifetime upgrading the vehicle. And if we're conscious and we're really doing this on a conscious level, then you can get at some of this deeper stuff that people are really wanting to connect with now. And this this incredible wave of spiritualism, of people really wanting to connect and wanting to be on their path, be in service, is why I wrote this book, because people are really being called. We're in the fifth dimension now. We are experiencing a much higher vibration. And if we don't get on with, you know, really working on ourselves and excavating that deeper, you know, emotional stuff that's in there, we aren't going to easily integrate this energy. It's a whole new ball game for humanity right now.
Well, and so much of what causes us dysfunction in our lives is attached to past lives, and we're not even aware of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to connect with someone like you who helps clear and repair. I don't always, you know, I don't like to say fix, but kind of repair that missing link. And again, listeners, I'm chatting with Sonia Grace. You can find all of her information here at the Soulful Living page on empowerradio.com. Sonia, what do you do to take care of your own energy for yourself? Because you are obviously, you know, serving hundreds and thousands of beings around the planet. What do you do for yourself?
Well, I meditate. I ground my energy deep into the earth. I keep my vibration really high. How do I do that?
Yes, that was my question. How do you keep your vibration high?
I have a regular yoga practice that I do. I meditate. I really experience everything in sort of a way, I think somehow in a newness. In other words, I'll see a person and really see their beauty. I see their soul body. And I experience a tremendous amount of joy from that. You know, I really see people at a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience of life, seeing a tree, the spirit of the tree, seeing, you know, my neighbors and seeing the kids and the soul, their soul bodies, and they're smiling at me. You know, it's like I really connect and keep my vibration high by really seeing that beauty, that element, that soul in everything. When people talk to me, you know, I fully experience everyone communicating with me as God or Source talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it a point every day to connect with the earth, because she, the goddess, gives us life. She is the reason we're here. And so I have a very deep, strong, committed connection to this planet. And why we're here is to be the caretakers. That is our purpose here on Earth. We are the caretakers of this planet. And so I'm very involved in that. I'm very committed to that. And all of these things are my sort of my daily practice.
One of the things that I read was that you have a couple of retreats coming up. Something that really, really spoke to me, actually both of them, but the fusion of the four essential bodies meditation retreat. I love to meditate. And I'd love for you to share with the listeners a little bit about what the four essential bodies mean to you and how it would benefit them to attend this retreat in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, this particular retreat is at a incredible site called Lumeria, and it's a yoga retreat site on Maui, on the north shore of Maui, and it's beautiful. And I will not only be teaching what I call cellular yoga in the morning before we go into meditation, but I'll also be teaching what is a movement sequence called energy fusion that mm-hmm. connects you with Source and the Earth, and it's beautiful. It's very slow moving and very it's like a moving meditation. But this daily practice of meditation that we'll be doing, my signature grounding meditation, and then we go beyond that. The frequencies get raised, the vibration gets much higher. Everybody literally experiences an altered state, is that I will take everyone into the four essential bodies, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and spiritual, and we will connect, ground, and raise the vibration on each of these bodies and also align them so that we are, you know, we're really dropping into that deeper space that I call peace. My mission when I'm teaching meditation and doing these retreats is really helping people identify how they're investing their energy in the duality and being able to simply observe what's going on and stay, as a daily practice, stay in that deeper space of peace. So this retreat is in October of 2015. It's a 4-day retreat, and there's a really great special on it right now. So it's a good time to sign up, because as the year progresses, then the price goes up.
And it really sounds like you help people, you know, you mentioned stay in a place of peace, stay more connected to spirit than into their ego selves, so that they're not allowing what happens around them to affect them, you know, either spiraling up or spiraling down, but staying kind of balanced.
Right, right. We have a tendency, because our homework when we're here on Earth is to feel our feelings and also then to process them and release them, ground them into the Earth. And we have a tendency with this beautiful palette of emotions that we get to play in, you know, all these different feelings. We have a tendency to take the energy from our energy body and send it out into the event, send it out to the person that we're angry with, send it out to the, you know, whatever horrible thing happened across the planet. We send our energy out. And what we're doing when we do that is we're creating more karma. So I'm really helping and, you know, teaching people how to ground their energy and not engage it, so that we're just creating more and more karma.
It's really a key for the survival of our planet, is for people to kind of harness that. And as you said, you know, learn to ground it and come to some type of balance. So the other retreat that I found pretty awesome was the Sacred Sites Meditation Retreat in the UK.
Yes. Yes. Now, this is going to be fun. This is May 6th through the 14th, and I will be taking people all over England, Stonehenge, and all of these megalithic sites that we'll be meditating in, standing meditation, sitting meditation, and we'll be basically connecting with the energy of the site and respectfully paying our respects, but also getting the people who are with me will get to hear why the site was originally built. We will visit Maber Henge and Swineside Stone Circles, as well as I said, Stonehenge and Avebury Circles. So there's a lot of really wonderful places. There is still room, and you still can get signed up. So I would love to see people come with me on that trip, because it's going to be quite magical.
And again, listeners, you can find all of Sonia's information on the Soulful Living page here at EmpowerRadio.com. So, Sonia, we're kind of getting down to the wire here, and I love my guests to leave the listeners with something they can take out into the day to elevate their soul. And I'm kind of getting that maybe you could share a simple tool they can use to help them kind of ground that energy, something simple that they can use right away to
absolutely
help them stay centered.
Absolutely. One thing that I love to do is my exercise that I call Run the River, and just simply open up the bottom of your feet, the top of your head, and your hands, and imagine a beautiful river of water running down through your body, down your legs, out your feet into the ground, down your arms, out your hands into the ground, and let it wash away anything that doesn't need to be there. And then when you're done with that, you've just sent all that stuff that doesn't need to be there down into the earth. And I work on this with people for losing weight as well. Yes, we are in the holiday
season.
Uh-huh. Then you can ask for whatever color feels best for you to fill up your whole body. Maybe it's emerald green today. Maybe it's a beautiful lavender color. You know, just whatever color feels best to you, just ask Creator Source for that color to come down and fill your body. And this is this, you can do this, you know, while you're driving. You can do this while you're in your desk, in your office. You can do this sitting down in meditation. It's called Run the River, and it's on my CD that I have on my website that's called Angels in the 21st Century. And I do share my grounding meditation on that CD as well.
I love that. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me here today on Soulful Living. It was an honor to have you.
Thanks. It was wonderful to talk to you. And we are kindred spirits.
Yes, we are.